The Kempire is brought to you by...
One of my focuses for 2023 has been health. I know at the top of any new year, people are in the gym, they're focusing on their health, but no. Covering the stories that we cover on multiple platforms, I've seen so many celebrities, famous people, rich people that have been affected by health. And it's a reminder to all of us that your health is priceless. So one of the things that we always remind you about on the podcast is your dental health and how your dental health affects your heart health. And heart health is that secret, quiet thing that's happening that you don't even realize, unfortunately, until it's too late. So be sure that you're going to your dentist. Be sure that you're taking care of your teeth. And one of the ways that I do that is with my Waterpik. I tell you, it is magical. If you do not like flossing, or if you're not good at flossing like myself, I've been using the Waterpik and I feel as if, well, not just I feel, my dentist has shown me that it has improved my gum health tremendously. There's an affiliate link to my favorite Waterpik in the description, but you don't have to use mine, but check out the one that I'm using. It works. I've been using this particular one for a few years, so it lasts as well. But since we're talking about your dental health, we have to talk about Quip, my favorite toothbrush. And here's what I'm going to do, because these ads aren't your typical ads. I'm telling you the real story. So recently, I forgot to update my credit card information with Quip. And I'm like, why didn't I get my refill? I had to remind myself, because normally with their subscription service, I don't have to think about getting my refill of a new toothbrush head and battery. But then I thought to myself, I was like, wait a minute. It's time for a refill, because you can kind of tell when it's time to replace your toothbrush heads as well, because you're used to fresh toothbrush heads. I mean, at least I am. I don't know about some of y'all. But that's one of the great options with Quip. You know, they have a subscription service that's really very cheap, and you can get replacement toothbrush heads, a replacement battery. They have quality, a variety of prices as well. But this toothbrush is not like your regular toothbrush. First of all, it relies on a battery, so you don't necessarily have to charge it like some of your other electric toothbrushes. And like I said before, they have a range of prices. They have the high end, they have the low end, not low budget for the love of Mia. But they have a toothbrush that brushes your teeth for the amount of time that you're supposed to. Not you have to guess and turn it off yourself. No, it goes off when you are supposed to be done. It also gives you pulses to let you know when you should move from one side to the next, top to the bottom. More information on a referral link is available in the description of this episode.
You're listening to The Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. No.
Nobody gets me. You do. Guys, welcome back. I'm your boy, The Kempire, and you're listening to The Kempire here on The Kempire Radio Network. I woke up this morning and I said, I'm going to do just an audio version of the podcast. You know, you are getting a visual version of the podcast on The Kempire Radio YouTube channel, but I think I'm going to mix in some just episodes where it's just us, where I'm able to really talk freely and not think about community guidelines and things like that. On YouTube, but also so you're able to get content quickly. And because I know you want my thoughts on shows and hot topics that we don't talk about anywhere else. So I'm going to call this episode a rant, because there are a couple of hot topics that I want to rant about and songs that I want to rant about. As you know, in 2023, I told you I want to continue to grow and elevate and evolve what we do on the podcast, because I don't want it to just be an extension of what we already do on other platforms. You know, my intention for what I do on TikTok or what I do on Instagram or what I do on YouTube, I always try to make it a little bit different. Or as Giselle would say, I like to put a little more sauce on a situation to make it a little bit more exciting for you. That's my job, to entertain you. So this episode is a Kempire Radio exclusive, all right? I'm not talking about anything like this stuff on any other platform. There won't be a visual version. It's just audio. It's just you and me. If you're cleaning your kitchen right now, doing your laundry, or laying in bed, or on your way to work, or on your way to run some errands, I'm going to be your pal, talking hot topics. Let me be your friend in your head. So one of the things that I used to love doing, and I'm going to continue to do it, is highlight, you know, artists that I enjoy, independent artists, up-and-coming artists. But this week, I have to say, first of all, congratulations to SZA. Congratulations, SZA. It's been a long time since, you know, there's been a conversation about R&B being dead for years now. Years. I feel when I started Kempire Radio, that's when we started talking about, is R&B dead? Is R&B dead? R&B is not dead. There are plenty of really talented R&B artists out there still creating music. I think the reason why people always say, is R&B dead, is because R&B is not where it used to be when it comes to the charts and popularity. Because there was a time when people like Brandy were at the top, like they were considered the best. I mean, she's still the best. You know what I'm saying, though. When it comes to the accolades, when it comes to the opportunities, you don't see R&B artists in these main big commercials for CoverGirl or Revlon and things like that. But SZA has been able to sort of penetrate what it means to be an R&B artist. And I would want to know what people consider SZA, but she is rooted in R&B if you listen to her music. But she also has this sort of edge to her. And as you heard from the song that I just played, Nobody Gets Me, it has this 90s R&B pop feel to it. She also has a very unique way of telling stories through her songs. And her album is setting all kinds of records right now. I believe it's at its 10th week of being number one, which is incredible. Congratulations, SZA. And I saw that people were talking about her. You know, she's on tour right now. And I saw video footage of her on TikTok. I think it was after her Chicago show. And she just was like, thank you guys so much. A lot of you have been, you know, riding with me since the beginning. And it's so incredible to be touring the way that she's touring right now. And I'm just like, I'm really happy for her because she just seems so genuine. And it's hard to see artists nowadays that are still passionate about music. If you're doing music today, you have to be passionate because that's not where the money is. Money is in the writing. Money is in advertising and sponsors. There is no, especially in R&B music, the money is not there unless you're touring. So SZA is really, I think, being one of the people to bring R&B back to where it needs to be in pop music and where it's generating the same popularity as hip hop or pop music. So I'm excited for her. The album is really good. It's really, really good. And after watching Rihanna's performance at the Super Bowl, I was reminded that Rihanna was one of the first people to sort of co-sign SZA on her album Anti, which is like, what, 6-7 years old. So there were people that really do and really believed in SZA from the beginning. Another artist that people should be looking out for as well is Tems. I see a lot of artists showing so much love to Tems. She was also the writer behind the song Lift Me Up, which we just found out that Rihanna, you know, who's pregnant, will be performing at the Oscars. I heard mixed feelings about the song Lift Me Up. Lift Me Up is not a banger in comparison to some of Rihanna's other hits, but it's still a beautiful song. It's still a beautiful song, it's a beautiful message, and it fits perfectly within this sequel to Black Panther. So yeah, SZA is who I'm listening to right now, and I'm a little late to the party with her new album, SOS, but I'm really, really enjoying what I'm hearing so far from her album and her lyrics. I'm really big on lyrics. So if you haven't gotten into SZA's new album, SOS, get into it. It's already, you know, reigning supreme on the album charts right now. So let's continue to make this woman, you know, do great things in music, especially when it comes to black music, when it comes to music in general, when it comes to R&B music. So shout out to SZA. I'm enjoying the album and I'm enjoying Nobody Gets Me But You. Sorry. All right. I can't sing. I just look, I'm out of practice. Okay. Anyways, let's move on. Let's get into another rant. Let's talk about Kim Zolciak-Bierman. So Kim Zolciak-Bierman, as you know, the story of her being in foreclosure, her million-dollar Georgia mansion was in foreclosure again this week. The last time we reported on this was back in November. And then all of a sudden, the house did not go for sale for the $250,000-something that was being reported. And then this week, we had another story about Kim Zolciak-Bierman's Georgia mansion going up for auction on March 7th. And she downplayed it. Her daughters downplayed it when TMZ caught up with them. And then our friends over at Giorgio Says just called the office up and was like, is this auction actually happening? And she says, no, it has been canceled. And I see some of you in the comments, not you guys that are listening, just obviously, that were like, see, her house is not going up for auction. You guys lied. And it. Pay attention to what the woman said. She says that it was canceled. It was up for auction. It was in foreclosure. This is the second time that her home has been like this. And a lot of you also in the comments have been like, yeah, there were plenty of people where their home has gone up for auction or has been in foreclosure multiple times, but they find those loopholes. They find ways of delaying it. Some of you also speculated maybe she filed for bankruptcy. I don't know if that is the case for Kim, but what I do know, there's a lot of smoke. Besides the foreclosure, there's been the $215,000 American Express bill that she owes. They have been trying to get money from Kim Zolciak-Bierman since 2018. They've tried to garnish her wages at her bank. The bank told American Express that she doesn't have any assets here. Really? So save me on the whole, oh, Kim, you know, she figured it out. I'm happy she figured it out for the sake of her children. But I have a job to do. So when there's multiple media outlets reporting that her home is in foreclosure, we can literally look at the documents. We can literally look at the website that lets you know her name and Croy's name are there. Now it's not, and it has been canceled because they probably figured out a way. Maybe, you know, there was speculation that maybe she had the Aldanes buy her home and now she'll rent it from them. Because you know she went on social media in November saying, I did not sell my house for da-da-da-da-da. And if you believe that, you're an idiot. I'm going to be here in this house for my birthday, for Christmas, and blah-blah-blah. Look, good for you, Kim, but the documents say that your home was in foreclosure. And then, again, the story came back up. And then there were people speculating that maybe she has a gambling issue. If you look at some of the old episodes of Tardy with Don't Be Tardy. I don't know what it is. What I do know, something's not clean. Something's not clean. Something's going on when it comes to her finances, allegedly. As you know, she even launched a website to sell her personal belongings. And I know what you're thinking. Well, you know, it's why not? Why not do a garage sale if she's trying to get rid of her stuff? Well, that came after she was asking for money in her link tree. You know, let's rewind back time all the way back. Let's go all the way back where she was asking for money on her link tree. And then she launched all these businesses. My thing is for your home to go in foreclosure, reportedly over a $1.6 million loan, it says to me that the businesses that you've launched have not been successful. And the rumors of Croy being worth $20 million, again, net worth has nothing to do with what you have in the bank, I don't believe are necessarily true. There's definitely something going on. But Kim, at the end of the day, you are a public figure. So when things like this happen, media outlets are going to report on it. You of all people should understand that. I wish you well because you are my Taurus sister. Not my sister. You look shame. 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 I can't believe she's a Taurus. The Taurus is on TV. The only one that's helping me right now is Candy. A lot of you wanted Candy to go to the auction on March 7th and buy the house. But no, the house has been saved. The foreclosure auction has been canceled. Canceled. Not that it never existed. And there's no follow-up date. Congrats, Kim. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for your kids. Have you rated the Kempire Radio podcast on your favorite podcast platform? Well, rating and reviewing is important. It lets people know that you enjoy what you're listening to, and it helps us get more visibility on multiple different platforms, whatever platform that you're listening on. The Kempire Radio podcast is available on Google and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, all of those really wonderful platforms, all the major ones. For more details, head on over to KempireRadio.com for direct links. But if you're listening on your favorite platform as we speak, be sure to rate and review us. And as I always say, rate us a 5, nothing less than a 5. So we finally got to see part one of the Real Housewives of Potomac reunion. And I have to say, it was very interesting. It was very entertaining. And they covered a lot. But one of the main things that they covered at the top of this reunion was Ashley Darby, her prenup, and how she's not getting anything. Well, not anything. She's getting this house that's in both her name and Michael's name, but I believe it's in the LLC's name. And she says in her prenup, she doesn't get any alimony. she will probably get child support, but she says, you know, there are some, you know, stipulations in the prenup where I'm able to, you know, get some safeguards. There are no safeguards in there besides probably safeguards for your children. Ashley, I really thought maybe that you had bamboozled a good plan, that you would be okay. And I know what you're thinking, and I've said this too before. She has the Bravo check, but we may recall Monique referred to that Bravo check as a little check. But in comparison, someone's little check to you might not be so little. But there have been reports. Remember, Potomac is a really new city in this franchise. This is not, you know, this show hasn't been around as long as in Atlanta or Beverly Hills or New York or New Jersey. So the ladies over at Potomac are making probably decently now, but they're not making a lot either in comparison, not to pay a $13,000 a month mortgage. And it wouldn't surprise me if Michael was a little petty with Ashley as well. I mean, he was petty in that prenup. Sidebar, I have been seeing the stories, guys. You guys have been tagging me in another story, but I need to really do my research on this, on Michael Darby and the property that he owns in Somalia, the land that he owns in Somalia. That I need to do a deep dive on that before I really talk about that and really do some research on that. But I have been seeing that story. The only reason why I don't necessarily delve deep into the house husbands is because, especially, he's not even on the show anymore. And he's not really a character of the show. So that's part of the reason why I'm not like rushing to do the story. But it is interesting that story is coming out that he owns this land in Somalia. And it's a whole other conversation, guys. But yeah, Ashley Darby, woo, woo, woo. Mm-mm. Woo, woo, woo. I wish I could say I feel sorry for you, but I don't. You get what you give. This is probably why you're so hateful and miserable and why you've been acting the way that you've been acting over the years. The other storyline that they covered was Mia. Mia, Mia, Mia. Look, I think the ladies laughing at her, I felt sorry for her because it did feel very mean girlish, but she also loves to jump in when it comes to the mean girl behavior when it's convenient for her. So part of me feels sorry for her, then part of me is like, yeah, but when it's not you, you're ready to jump on Dr. Wendy Acefo. But one of the parts of this story, you know, her health, thank God she's okay. But the other part of this story that I think is important to talk about is the members versus board members, managing members versus board members. I understood it, and you could tell that Robin was trying to understand it, but they wouldn't let her speak. So that never was really cleared up. I think they wanted to easily just kind of write off me as, oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about. But I do believe she knew what she was talking about. She just wasn't able to articulate it. And I think that's where she fell short in this reunion. Speaking of falling short, where was Karen? We got a little bit of Karen at the beginning. She was bored hearing about Robin talking about her getting married the second time around. She's like, yes, I'm married the second time around. And Karen's like, oh, God. Who knows? That could have been an edit, too, for all we know. That could have just been a random edit from like hours before or hours later. Who knows with these editors? But Robin's reaction to Andy saying, when he asked her the question, so how does it feel the second time around? She's like, well, the same. I don't believe in this relationship, but at the end of the day, Robin, if you want to conduct yourself for whatever reason, this is your motivation to stay on the show. I don't know, but I'm no longer entertained by your fake storyline. I haven't been in the last three seasons, maybe four. So I'm sure we're going to dive deep into this on part three when they have the one-on-one. I don't know if I really care at this point. I really don't. You like it. I love it for you, but take it off my show. People are still speculating and talking about casting. Candace on Twitter Spaces confirmed that they have not received their contracts yet. So there's no confirmation whether or not they are even returning for season 8. We know that there will be a season 8, but we don't know if Robin Dixon will be coming. So I told you this before, you will continue to see a lot of blogs, bloggers. Oh, the person is fired. No, contracts have not gone out yet. So no one has been officially fired yet. So we shall see. And once I have a little bit more confirmation, I will talk more about that. I wouldn't be surprised if Robin is demoted or fired. They summed up her story. Look with Cynthia Bailey. A lot of people are speculating that they wrapped up Cynthia's story. And Cynthia confirmed that she was asked to come back, but as a friend of. So I wouldn't be shocked if Robin comes back as a friend of. I don't see her not coming back if they offer her friend of contract. She's going to take it because she knows the platform is bigger than being a housewife. And you, I trust and believe she will be activated. But we shall see. Being a friend of means that she doesn't have to talk about Juan. She doesn't have to talk about what Juan is going through. She doesn't talk about the rumors. So the producers might not even be interested because she's not required to talk about it. But when I was talking about Miami, who is having an amazing season. Come on, Miami. Amazing season. We have Adriana. She's a friend of, and we're at Adriana's party. Adriana's having a main storyline. I think in these next new seasons in all the cities, producers, it's time to really start breaking the rules, your own rules or the rules created by fans about friend ofs and their roles. Let's dig deep into their roles, especially if they're more interesting. But I get it. You also have to start paying them a little bit more to dig a little bit deeper. Well, we did it with Adriana, and to me, it's working. To me, it's working. But the Potomac reunion, part one for me was great. Candace was the MVP. She was. She was witty. She was funny. She was getting in Giselle's you-know-what as needed. Sidebar, I saw a preview for Sunday's part two, and we find out that that Giselle has a sister? Yeah, Giselle has a sister. Giselle has been hiding behind everyone else's storyline and not giving us anything. It's okay if your sister doesn't want to be on the show, but can we know at the very least that you have a sister? Just saying, because she's talking about her health scare and talking about how her sister was there for her when she was in the hospital. I'm like, damn. Oh, gosh, Giselle. More will happen in regards to Giselle and the whole Chris situation. Chris and Candace were on Twitter Spaces, and they were talking about a dinner that they had with Giselle and Robin, and they said it's blank's turn this season. I think that they're referring to Karen because it was very obvious what they were doing during the season with Charisse and coming after Karen. These pre-produced, look, we understand it's reality TV. Things, some things have to be pre-produced. But coming after people, the way that Giselle has been coming after people has become redundant. It has become sick at, on some levels. I'm over it. Do I want to see Giselle gone? Well, if I see Ultimate Girls Trip and I see that Giselle's the one behind these, quote, larceny accusations, I'm done. I mean, we really should be done after these accusations against Chris, to be honest with you. And Chris says that he's not looking to sue. You know, everyone keeps saying that he should sue her. He's not looking to sue, but I also don't know if he can based off of Candace's contract. Just saying. I know he didn't sign it that we know of, so I'm not sure. But I saw the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Thailand preview, and there it seems as if it's Giselle making the accusations of larceny. I'm not sure though. It's a trailer, but if it is, we might need to put Giselle on a timeout. On a timeout, very much like Lisa Rinna, because for me at this point, she's worse than Lisa Rinna. You know, I did a podcast interview, and I'll let you guys know because this is the podcast, so I do want to kind of give you guys exclusives to things that I'm doing. So I did a podcast interview with Behind the Velvet Rope this week, and I did a podcast interview with Bravo We're Black as well this week. I will, you know, let you know when those will be coming out. Those should be coming out soon in the next couple of weeks. If you follow me on social media, I will definitely be tagging and promoting, so this is another reason why to follow me on other platforms. So, yeah, so I had a lot of these same conversations, you know, the conversation about Lisa Rinna and, you know, her exit with Behind the Velvet Rope. And I was like, you know what? I'm actually I find it interesting because her exit, Lisa Rinna's exit, is very different than what we're used to when it comes to people exiting the show. She, you know, because her whole focus has been now, oh, I'm a fashionista. And I'm like, we really haven't seen, you know, a housewife exit in this way, and this is what they do next. So I'm interested, even though she's still bashing the other ladies in her interviews and things like that. But good for you, Rinna. You've always been a hustler, so it'll be interesting to see what you do from here on. I won't necessarily be watching, but it'll be interesting. And I also know in part three, I'm guessing, or part two, we will. Oh no, I think in part three is when the husbands come out. Or maybe towards the end of part two is when Chris will come out and defend himself against Giselle. At this point, I'm ready for the season to be over. Look, I'm ready for the season to be over. It's been okay season. It hasn't been a terrible season. It's not their worst season. Maybe it is their worst season because I don't feel like they had really a bad season until now. I mean, the Monique season, it wasn't their worst season. Maybe it may have been like the most, you know, dark season. Okay, for the love of Crystal. Speaking of Crystal, they've started to film for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Finally, they had their first group of men. I believe it was over at Dorit's home. Dorit has brown hair now. I can't, Dorit, you have been saved this week, this season, I should say, by Lisa Rinna leaving. Because I think if Lisa Rinna didn't leave, Dorit would have been gone. Because what is your, quote, storyline? Let's talk about it. I've been saying this all week. I've been saying this in recent interviews. When I say storyline, I want to get away from using the word storyline because I think it misconstrues what people really mean. People, when they say this person doesn't have a storyline, what they're really saying is that this person is boring. This person is not interesting. This person is not entertaining. Because look at Garcelle. Garcelle doesn't necessarily have a storyline or need one, but she's funny, she's interesting, and she gets engaged with the other women. But she doesn't necessarily have this personal storyline. Yes, we were talking about her dating and her family and things like that. That's great. But I'm okay with, if we're just going to focus the season on Garcelle building her beach home and her getting involved with the other ladies. I'm okay with that. She really got engaged, though, during the reunion. I think, for me, the Beverly Hills reunion, the MVP was Garcelle, because I don't think we saw Garcelle coming at the ladies the way that she did. I was like, yes, Garcelle. But you know what? It was about her son. So I'm interested. Beverly Hills is starting to film. We hear Salt Lake City is supposed to start filming. There's rumors that Mary Cosby is supposed to come back as a friend of. No confirmation. We'll probably have a confirmation if we capture, you know, video or pictures of her filming. But Charisse, we didn't see filming, and that became shocking news for all of us that Charisse was coming back. I don't believe Charisse will be back next season. Jacqueline, maybe. Jacqueline more than likely will come back as a friend of, especially because she's garnered a friendship with Candace. So now she doesn't have to ride on the coattails of Mia. If she didn't garner friendships with the other ladies, Jacqueline would not be coming back. But I didn't mind Jacqueline. To me, she was far more interesting than Charisse. And I was really rooting for Charisse to come back, and only rooting because I was like, she's an OG. Let's give her a shot. She's been trying to be on the show for years since getting fired. Let's see what she's going to bring. But she decided to come back as the henchwoman for Giselle and Robin to distract from the Juan Dixon of the situation. Do you follow me on TikTok? Do you follow me on Twitter? Do you follow me on Instagram? Are you subscribed to the Kempire Radio and Kempire Daily YouTube channels? Or the Kempire Shorts channel? And I know what you're thinking. Oh my God, that's a lot of places to follow you. But if you do follow me on those platforms, then you know it really is a different experience. It's a different experience on Twitter because I'm talking about shows and hot topics that I don't talk about anywhere else. TikTok, we are giving you, that's the first place where I drop any sort of short content. And that's also where we have our watch parties or random cooking shows. And on YouTube, as you know, that's long form content, hot topics, live recaps. You're getting a different experience. And now all of our short content on YouTube, especially if you don't want to be on TikTok, is going to be eventually uploaded on the Kempire Shorts channel. More information on all of these platforms will be available in the description, or just head on over to those platforms and put in Kempire and all of our things will show up. Thanks in advance for supporting. So here's my final rant of this podcast episode. I hope everyone's doing well on this Saturday. But if you follow me on different platforms, I've talked a little bit about this, but I wanted to talk about it here, especially if you just follow me here on the podcast, which I don't take that for granted. So that's part of the reason why those of you that do follow me on other platforms, reason why I do repeat certain things here, because certain people do not follow me on YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, or any of those other places. So I have been talking about health, and you know, health is, as Kelvin Hunter says, health is wealth. Sorry, Kelvin. Speaking of sidebar, Wendy Williams, shout out to you. Word on the street is that she's working on a reality show. She was filming at Fresco by Scotto this past week here in New York City. I just want her to focus on her health. I don't know. Something doesn't seem 100%, but then sometimes it's like, no, she seems okay. I don't know. I'm praying for Wendy Williams. But people like Wendy Williams, people like Bruce Willis, the news of Bruce Willis recently came out that he's now been diagnosed with dementia. You can have fame, you can have money, and I know some of us that are in the entertainment space, that is the goal, to be famous, to make a lot of money. And look, I want to live comfortably. I do. I want to live comfortably. I want to be able to say I don't have to work this month and be okay. So that is a goal, to live comfortably. To be famous, I want people to know my name. You know, my word of 2023 is to be influential, but that's not the same as being quote unquote famous. But one of the things that, you know, because of what I do, I cover a lot of stories about suicides and murder or death or whatever it may be, or health issues or cancer diagnoses. So it's been a reminder, especially because I feel like there's been a lot of death recently. It's a reminder to me that no matter, even if you do or do not achieve fame, money, or whatever it may be, if you do not have your quality of life, your health, it doesn't mean anything. Bruce Willis has all of that. He has the fame, he has the love, the family, but he doesn't necessarily have his health. And it's just, it's so incredibly sad to me, but a huge reminder to me what's important. Part of the reason why recently I've been really, you know, I've been meeting with my nutritionist, I've been, you know, going back to the gym, and I have been working out at home. But for me, and everyone's mindset and mentality is different. Some people that work out at home, it works for them. I realize for me, it doesn't work for me. So I need to get out of the house, be amongst the people with a mask, go to the gym. But then I also recently started doing Pilates, which I actually love, even though as I'm recording this, y'all, I'm a little sore, but isn't that supposed to be part of the process? You know, at least you feel like you did something. But I do enjoy Pilates, and I think part of the reason why I enjoy Pilates is because I don't love classes, because I don't really love being, you know, trying to follow an instructor, and you don't really have that one-on-one attention. At least with Pilates, it's private, and it's in a small room. Sometimes maybe it's just one other person in there besides my trainer. I like it, and so far I've been, you know, this is the thing with me. I don't have a problem being consistent when it comes to working out. I do like working out. Some days are harder than others. Like today, right before I put this out, I need to go to the gym and fit in everything else that I want to fit in today. But I actually really do like Pilates so far, and I'm always sold when they say possibly you can gain 2 inches on height. I said, okay, say less. Because 2 more inches, I'll be almost six foot, if not exactly 6 foot, right? Because is 5'12 a thing? No, right? So I would be like 6 foot. So I would love that. So my focus this year and going forward for the rest of my life is health and finding balance. And along with working out and eating right is also boundaries. You know, and not overworking myself and taking a break. If there's not a story to report, I'm not going running for the story. A lot of times you guys will hit me up with a story or just want to hear my thoughts on a story. So I'm not chasing likes. I'm not chasing subscribers. I'm not chasing views. Like I said before, my goal is to be comfortable, to be able to be like, okay, I can take a week off. I can take a month off and be okay. So because there needs to be balance, all of that hard work and you don't have your health, what's the point? And part of your health is not just the physical health, it's your mental health. So limiting on what I'm doing, saying no to things when I just don't have the availability, sponsorships, collaborations, all of that. I get reached out to all the time about sponsorships and things like that, and not everything I want to do and not everything I can do because of time. So that is what I'm focused on. And if you're listening to this, you're probably thinking, I've been feeling like that too. I've been in that same space. Well, this is just a reminder that, yes, you're right. You need to slow down. You need to pay attention. I strongly believe, Oprah, you used to always say this, is that the universe is always tapping you on the shoulder. Sometimes it's a little pebble. And if you're not paying attention, if you're not listening, it will eventually become a rock or a brick upside your head. So when I walk around the house sometimes, and if I like stub my toe, I'm like, wait a minute. This is the universe telling me to slow down. This is the universe telling me to pay attention. And when I say universe, that could be God to you. That could be Allah, whatever you are, higher power, whatever it may be. For me, it's the universe and all that encompasses that is telling me to slow down to pay attention. What am I supposed to be paying attention to? And sometimes it's nothing. Maybe it's just to slow down. Pay attention to what you're doing or take a break. So after this, I'm going to take a break, go to the gym, and I don't know. I might need a massage because the way my back is feeling, I'm going to get you, Sarah, for this. But I'll be right back in that Pilates studio next week. Guys, I hope everyone is happy, healthy, feeling great, feeling strong. I will see you all in the next, probably what the next thing that I'm doing will be RHOP Watch Party with Family Karma. I love Family Karma, the best season ever. On Sunday night, on my TikTok. And then, of course, on Monday, my collab with Grace Report and Little Lynn. And, of course, my own RHOP recap. So be sure to check all of those things out just in case you are just a podcast listener, which is great. I appreciate the podcast listeners and the people that have been listening to Campfire Radio for over 10, 12, 15 years. I've lost count at this point. So thank you guys so much for the support. I'll see you all in the next episode. And there will be a visual version, not of this episode, because as I said at the top of this, this will just be a podcast exclusive, but I will do another visual version very soon. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate and review. See you guys next week.
Thanks for tuning into The Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. The Kempire Radio Network is available on Google and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon, all the places. Head on over to kempireradio.com for more details. And as always, don't forget to rate us a 5 on your favorite podcast platform.